Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
Something Broncos. Lord Lattimore Volkman. Jess Place. And Tim Lynch.
Yes, my master.
Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com.
Incomplete. You are listening to Something Something Broncos. I am Jess Place, joined by Tim Lynch and Lori Lattimore Volkman. We are brought to you today by the law firm of Fant and Flacco. They'll find out who is at fault for an intercepted pass and blame the other.
Bravo.
I just wrote that 2 minutes ago. The Broncos are enjoying a back-to-back win streak. Dare I say, 1-1 is 2, and the Broncos have won the last two. So that is a win streak by definition. Victorious, shut out the Titans of Tennessee. I feel good about it. Is this feeling like hope? Is that hope in the cockles of my breast? I like it. There was the absence of that, and that was not fun for the first few weeks of the season, multiple weeks of the season. And now there's like this feeling inside. Tim, do you have that feeling? The Denver Broncos won. They're on a win streak. How are you feeling right now?
I think they've turned the corner, and I'm not going to say anything else because you're going to make it feel weird.
Lori, would you jump in and save Tim from me?
That game against the Titans was really promising because we had seen the week before the defense looking much better, much more in sync. It seemed like the Fangio defense was figuring it out. But what we saw on Sunday, even though it was against a mediocre offense, was a defense that completely dominated. They were sacking the quarterback. They were pressuring the quarterback. They were tackling the tight end and the running back, for crying out loud. They were covering the receivers. I mean, Tennessee couldn't do anything. And they even had to bench their starting quarterback and put in the backup.
Ryan Tannehill sighting, everybody. I did not have that on my scorecard.
No. Boy, you were doing well in Vegas if you put that down, I guess.
Not in a million years did I think that the backup quarterback would come in, nor did I think it was Ryan Tannehill.
I was the same. I'm like, I didn't know that's where Tannehill ended up.
Oh, right. He had to go somewhere. Oh, poor Tannehill. He's in Tennessee.
Yeah. Here's an interesting stat that I heard today. While the starting quarterback was in, the deepest they got into Broncos territory was the 49-yard line. Only 1 yard into Broncos territory was the farthest they got.
That's too far. That's too far.
We knew that Tennessee's defense was going to give our offense fits. And so people were complaining that we only scored 16. And you know, our offense struggled. But, I mean, that shouldn't have been a surprise. Even hoping our offense was going to do everything right, they were going to have a hard time because Tennessee's defense was really, really good. So we scored actually above their average of what their defense has allowed. They've only allowed 15 points on average. So we got above that average. And our defense was keeping them in check. So it was a really good game. It was a great game to have going into a short week and having to face our number one AFC West rival.
Only time the Titans gave up over 20 this year was 20 points, and it happened once. So it's not like they're giving up more than 16 a lot. I think that's only happened one time so far. The defense is underrated and really good. We shouldn't be complaining about the offense because we could have the Titans offense instead, and that works.
We have actually had the Titans offense the last 2 years, and there is a little improvement. There's a little improvement. We don't have Tannehill back there, but it's a little bit better. So I got to ask, before we move on to this week's exciting action with Thursday Night Football, the Tennessee running back, Derrick Henry, he went with the mega dread, the one single huge dread that came out of the back of his helmet. How did we feel about that? I'm kind of shocked. I've never seen that before.
I have to say I have zero feelings about that. It did not occur to me during the game to even consider whether that was a good idea or not.
Well, just like in your day-to-day life, like he's at like the grocery store and like someone's like, hey, Derek, and he turns his head and like the mega dread, like knocks stuff off a shelf. That's like a lifestyle commitment. You don't just like fall into that. You're like, no, I have the mega dread.
Dreads in general are a lifestyle commitment.
It's like a pet.
Yeah. Like I'm impressed with anybody who will do what it takes to not only get dreads, but then to maintain them, which is sort of not maintaining your hair at all. So I could not do that. I'm impressed with all of it.
In college, there was a young lady that that I was interested in. There were times when she was like, you know what? I'm going to do dreadlocks. There was a time when we were partying and hanging out, and she's like, I'm just going to start putting honey in my hair, and I'm just going to make dreadlocks that way. And I was just like, don't do that. No, that's really not a good idea. Like, this isn't good. You're going to have honey in your hair. First of all, they're going to attract wasps and ants. Like, you haven't really thought this through. Like, we are in New Mexico. This is not
scorpions. How people do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there's right there. There's a reason for the mega dread is you attract less scorpions. Sorry, Lori. Fewer scorpions.
I appreciate that.
So Kansas City Chiefs coming into whatever it's called at Mile High this Thursday. It's a home game. Denver, I guess, to see the sliding Kansas City Chiefs. They've lost their last two. Denver has a winning streak that we've already covered and talked about at length, so I'm just going to mention it one more time. There's a lot of optimism in Broncos country. I heard a lot of folks on national sports radio saying, oh my gosh, Denver could be the team to beat the Chiefs, give them their third straight loss. I would like that to be the case. I'm a little hesitant. I'm not entirely sure that we can do it. However, I am a Broncos fan, and I would love to see it happen. What are your thoughts, Lori?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to be a tall order, partly because the Chiefs have lost their last two games, and they are going to be coming in ready to avenge those losses on us. They want to keep their winning streak against the Broncos, and it's a short week, so everyone's going to be tired. So honestly, it's going to be the team, I think, that just has the most perseverance.
Well, it's kind of a matchup of the bests and the worsts. It's like you've got the Kansas City offense, which is amazing. You've got the Denver defense that has that completely choked out the Titans last week, going up against the Chiefs' terrible defense and the Broncos' terrible offense. So,
hey, I don't think they have a terrible offense, which is why I think the key to this game will be really our offense. Our offense has to bring its A game if we're going to beat the Chiefs. Because, like
you said, I think it's a run game. I think
absolutely.
Yeah.
And last week, Carlos Hyde, he ran 119 yards on the Chiefs by himself, and I think the entire Texans team ran almost 200 yards rushing. So, you know, this is not going to be a tough game plan to figure out.
Here you go, Philip. Philip, tired? Okay, here you go, Royce. Royce, Philip, Royce.
We might even get Booker in there.
Maybe. And field goal!
Yeah, it would be good if we also score some touchdowns on those drives, because if we're going to keep up with Mahomes, it's going to take some.
Kermit.
Oh, that's... Yeah. You didn't do that!
Oh, this is Patrick Mahomes, something-something Broncos correspondent. I don't know. I don't have anything there. Tim, what do you think?
Well, the Chiefs are ranked 31st in the NFL against the run, and the Broncos, when they have success on offense, they get the run game going. So that's like Lori said, that's obviously what they need to do.
It's a chink in the armor, isn't it? I mean, that's something that we should definitely look to exploit. Scangarello, are you listening?
They give up a league high 7 yards a carry on first down. So I want to see first down runs like every first down.
That's fine.
I want to see first down runs on second down and third down. I want 7 yards every time we touch the ball. First down runs every down. I don't know. Do we want to keep talking about this?
I think the other key is exactly what happened well against Tennessee was our secondary was playing amazing, you know, in spite of having basically a bunch of backups in as our cornerbacks.
I mean, we're down to the bare cupboard.
Right. We cannot afford any more injuries, knock on wood. But Bosby's out, Callahan's out.
Like that name, Duke Dawson. Sounds like a superhero. Duke Dawson, you ain't gonna stop me, Duke Dawson.
You know, if our run defense can stop McCoy and our, you know, Kareem Jackson and Chris Harris can keep those guys covered, we really just need our edge guys and our linemen to hold on to Mahomes. I mean, that was what was so frustrating last year, was just how elusive he is. You think you've got him and then suddenly he's gone and he's throwing the ball. So our defense has got to keep him from being able to extend that play for what feels like, you know, 20 minutes.
Well, hopefully they learn their lesson from the Jacksonville game. Like, Gardner Minshew did that to us, and it's like, that was painful. It's like, who are you, man, like, doing that to us? You know, you're not Patrick Mahomes. And yet we made Minshew look like Mahomes. So hopefully we can make Mahomes look like Minshew this Thursday.
I keep hearing people talk about Mahomes being, you know, kind of injured too. And
he got stepped on his ankle a couple times, I think. And not this last game, but the game before that.
I know, but my point is it doesn't seem like it's really affecting him all that much. I mean, he's still doing Mahomes things all the time.
Well, now they're losing, though, so that's good. Everybody get your tap dance shoes on and start stomping on Mahomes' ankle.
Now, he's been a little less accurate. You know, I just want to point that out. Last game, he had wide open guys, and he missed them. So there's that. He's not as accurate, which, you know.
He's mortal.
Huge. That's huge.
He's mortal.
Which is always a good place to start.
Right. Keep Mahomes from escaping and, you know, piece of cake. We get this one.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Piece of cake. All right. You heard it here, folks. Lori has guaranteed victory over the Chiefs. Score predictions. Lori, do you have any idea how this is going to shake out in the end?
I'm going to go 26-24 Broncos last minute field goal.
I'm going to say 19-16 Broncos. Because we don't score over 20 points ever. So, you know, those days, I mean, you don't have Peyton Manning back there, guys. You know, come on. It's not right. Tim, do you have a score prediction for us?
Yeah, 26-23, and the Chiefs miss a game-tying field goal.
Ooh. Ooh. That would be sweet.
All right, for bonus points, Tim, who is the Chiefs kicker?
Cairo Santos.
Cairo Santos, come on down. He was last year, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Who is
No,
the
I
kicker?
Think it was last year. Yeah.
Butker, but something.
Oh, Butker. I thought he was the punter.
Harrison Butker.
It is Butker.
Also, I would like somebody to, you know, body slam Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he's not a favorite, but he can play football, so everybody just has to forgive him, I guess.
Well, everybody says, where's the proof? You know, it's all about the proof.
Yeah, well, that audio was pretty good proof. The NFL just chose to ignore it, and the local prosecution.
Well, they have a box at the stadium, so, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You know, another good matchup is probably Alexander Johnson on Travis Kelce. You know, maybe we finally have a big, fast linebacker who can keep up with a big, fast tight end. Be nice to see.
So that brings up fan polls, and we are no longer doing fan polls. So thank you, Broncos Country, for all your support with the fan polls.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So, all right, well, we'll just move right into the mystery question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is wrong with Von Miller?
Nothing.
That's a mystery question?
That's it.
There's
a mystery. 2.5 sacks going into week 7. It is a mystery. If I had told you before the season started that Von Miller would have 2.5 sacks, you'd be like, you crazy. He gets 2.5 in the first game.
He gets held on every time. What are you going to do? Refs don't call it? So let's blame the coach for him getting held every play.
Watch the play unfold. What more could he be doing? He is off the line so fast. He's doing a spin move. He's got two guys he has to get through. And he gets to the quarterback. He just, you know, it's not in time to sack him. He pressured Mariota 3 times, to him, just didn't get the sack 3 times on Sunday. He's making a difference. He was absent the first games. I'll give you that, but I don't think you can make that claim now. I don't think there's anything wrong with Von Miller.
I think this last game may have been his best game because I think it was the attention to him that allowed the other guys to get through and just harass Mariota all day. However, I'm going to say it's concerning that 2.5 sacks this far into the season. Like, what has happened? Why is this so different than before?
Well, also, our interior line has been much better the last 2 games, which has helped Vaughn be much better the last 2 games. By taking out Adam Gotsis and putting in Mike Purcell, we have and shifting Shelby Harris outside, Harris has been able to add some pressure and help with that edge. I mean, we can't expect Vaughn to do everything, and we've kind of expected him to do everything because he's always been so dominant.
Because he always has done everything.
But he has still had pieces around him. I was actually more concerned about maybe the extra weight he'd put on was slowing him down. But watching him the last couple games, I don't think he's slower. We're asking him to break through the tide and get to the quarterback. with Herculean strength, and we really can't expect him to be able to break down two and three teams all the time.
Are you saying he's no Aaron Donald?
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's not his fault. He is affecting the game. I think especially the last two games, I feel like he's having an impact on that pass rush, even if he's not the one getting the sacks. But we had 7 sacks on Sunday. That's not just
because... That's a lot. That's a lot of sacks.
It is. And it's not just because... It's because all those guys were working together to put pressure on the quarterback and someone gets there. Von Miller's likely to not be the guy to get there half the time because he is going to be the one they definitely try to double team or they put all their attention on because he is probably the strongest, most dominant on the line.
You know what pisses me off the most about this? Is how a certain unnamed radio station started a rumor that Vaughn and Vic Fangio are clashing internally and they don't like each other. And Vaughn having to answer questions about that.
That station thrives on stupid rumors. They've been doing it for years.
There's a lot to talk about with the Broncos, as you know, because you listen to Something Something Broncos every week. To have to manufacture something for the media to have them cover is a little rich. It's I don't think that there's any rift with Von Miller and Fangio. Like there's nothing, you haven't seen anything on the sideline. There's nothing. Like they're handling it pretty well considering just how stupid the whole thing is.
Manufactured is the best word to describe this because it is out of thin air that they have created this drama.
But does it exist now that they've created it?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if anything, it probably makes the team closer together and think it should make the radio station feel bad.
Oh, they never feel bad, that radio station.
No, yeah. They don't.
Well, before we close out the show, would either of you like to comment on the ongoing rift between Lori Lattimore Volkman and Tim Lynch on the Something Something Broncos podcast? Yes. This is an opportunity to clear the air, you know? This is a safe space.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Bye. I won't trade you. I won't trade you, Tim.
Oh, Lori is resistant to your olive branch. It says, no, Tim. No, absolutely not. She's going to keep this feud going, and it is her right to do so that we get more podcast downloads.
Perfect.
Will Lori ever forgive Tim? Will Tim ever apologize to Lori again? Find out in next Thursday's episode of Something Something Broncos. I am Jess Place. With Lori Lattimore Volkman and Tim Lynch. Feuding friends. Will they pull it together? We'll find out.
Mic drop. That was good.
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the... Both up. Both fouls were on the kicking team.
I am Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick, last year you were able to get away from the clutches of Von Miller and sidearm a left-arm throw. You were scoring right and left. Didn't matter what hand. Didn't matter if you were falling. Do you think you can do that again this weekend?
Well, Dr. Volkman. Can I call you Dr. Volkman?
Please.
Von Miller trash. He ain't nothing. He can't stop me. I am Patrick Mahomes. I have bigger endorsement deals. And apparently a southern accent. So I sound like Kermit from the South. Von Miller, he trash. He got 2 sacks this year. That's it.
Two and a half.
I'll give Von Miller a half sack. That's it. No more. He trash.
He trash.
All right, well, that was awful.
That was funny.
That was terrible. Let's not do that again.
I do have that feeling. It's very strong right now, and I think we're going to win another.
This can't be in it, but when you said, I do have that feeling, and I was like, I totally thought you were going to be like, and I have an erection.
That has to go in. We got to put that in.
I've talked a lot about the feeling in my breast. Do you have any feelings in your breasts?
That was no better. No better.
Okay, we'll do it fast, and then we'll do Chiefs, and it'll be great. Oh, crap. We're off the rails already. Okay. Just everybody just needs to relax. Stop shooting each other in church.
Jeez.
You've been listening to Something Something Broncos, a feature of MileHighReport.com with Lori Lattimore-Volk, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch. Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com.